T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score. I want to thank Mark Grody for getting up and coming in and just being a champion of a man.
Thank
Great
you.
To see you, Mark.
Thanks for having me in here, Molly. I enjoyed this.
You love being had, and I love having to have...
It's been everything. Let's face it. This 4 hours has been everything.
It's been everything.
Everything, yeah.
I want to thank we're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. These are beautiful studios. We appreciate their support. Want to thank, Brian Gertsch is the man that gets us on Twitch. And we were Twitching all day.
Ooh, oh, my goodness.
Everybody.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. When you started picking your nose, it was all over Twitch.
Oh, my God. How do I look? Do I look okay?
You look good. I always say taking another shower. No, you look lovely.
Right.
You look lovely. You look beautiful. Absolutely. Yeah. Riveting. Salubrious. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Want to thank our executive producer. We like to call him by his full name. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
You sometimes like to come on here and just kind of make waves, whatever. I get what you're doing.
Provasic.
That's it. That's what he does.
Wasn't me.
And Ray Diaz is our sound man. He does a wonderful job. Thank you, Ray.
Bears.
Gets me worked up every time. And that's it. No one else. We thank no one else.
There's nobody else to thank.
There are people we could thank, but we won't bother. We could thank Mitch. It'd be nice. We could suck up to the boss.
He brought coffee.
He did. He's
thank
a great
you, Mitch.
Man. And now is the portion of the program. Now is the time we love best, when we get a chance to bring in a couple of humans that all of humanity praises for their humanity. Mm. It is, of course, Dan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi.
I'm overcome.
The goodness, the kindness. It's overwhelming.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Oh, this is so abusive.
Mark is falling apart.
Oh, your trolling of Les is so fun.
See, why would you laugh at that? Les is trying hard, and Mark is just giving him a...
No, I don't understand what he's talking
you're
about.
You're a troublemaker. You're making waves.
He's saying I'm making waves. I don't understand. It's, like, this is like a real topic. I resent that he made that accusation. So.
I was crying laughing walking to work when you talked about putting the AH on the helmet.
Well,
and people were looking at me like I was insane.
Well, then I suggested that they keep the C on the helmet, but put like an AH patch on the. Yeah. It's not going to happen. I don't care what you say or what anybody says. It's not going to happen.
I don't know why this makes me laugh so much.
Molly, were you with us when we were covering the old Hallis Hall move to Gary, Indiana press conference in 95?
Oh, God.
The Planet Park, remember?
I went to so many of those. Was that the one where they were talking about having like a clipper ship that would sail from Lake Forest over? They'd have like an icebreaker that they were going to sail over to Gary to have the stadium.
Remember they presented artist renderings and models, and Michael McCaskey was there. We're excited about Planet Park. And we're just saying, come on. I mean, it was a total fishing expedition. Right? And everybody knew
it. Is that what you smell here?
No.
Yeah, this is different.
I thought Planet Park was the 2-6 show, no?
Planet Parkins. Got my own planet.
I got a radiothon.
We're going to have a stadium.
No, and you know what? Why wouldn't you want to own all of it? It's enough already.
Oh, boy.
See, I talked to one of my Bears sources earlier who told me that there was a huge scare that they had that were really hit home. Obviously, there's been all of these little issues like with the quality of the turf and everything else that they've had. But when that Lucas Museum was proposed, the George Lucas Museum
would hurt the parking lot.
They were going to take it. They were going to take the whole South parking lot, and they couldn't say boo about it. And they didn't come out hard publicly, and they didn't push back publicly.
Aren't you glad that thing failed?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Would you want all those Star Troopers walking around
downtown? I kind of did want all that.
Really?
I did. Disney store on Michigan Avenue? What's the difference at this point?
That would be on steroids. I mean, it's just, there'd be tons of people all around, like as robots, and I couldn't handle it.
This kind of sounds horrible, cool now, actually.
Those horrible little teddy bears with the pitchforks that determined the fate of the
Ewoks? Come on, don't disrespect the Ewoks.
I hated those things.
The creativity of the Ewoks?
They were the ones that turned the war, okay? And look at them. Really? Oh, I'm terrified. What are we going to do? That guy's going to throw a toothpick at me.
The bears plus Star Wars sounds pretty great.
But let's just go to the park. The only thing about
Chewie. Laugh it up, fuzzball. Chewie.
And then you could combine it to call it Bears Wars? What is the problem here?
Bears Wars.
Well, they can do this. If they were to move to the new site, you've got Bears Land. You can do Bears World. You could have...
Will Lucas come back?
There's so much...
But he went to California.
There's so much room for everything. They could have a whole other practice facility there. They have all the parking. They could do hotels and restaurants.
So much.
Amusement park.
Facility is so big. If you look at Arlington, I was saying, where the horses are, where, you know, there are people that live back there, for God's sake.
Yeah, look on Google Earth. Look at that whole area there, and there's nothing they couldn't do.
But knowing the Bears, as I was saying earlier, they would just put a football field. They'd keep the stands up, right? And they'd put a football field there, and they'd continue to race the horses right around it.
During the games.
Everybody wins.
I think that's the strategy here. It's time to take this to the public. All suggestions should be entertained.
And the great thing is, it absolutely makes no difference whatsoever in my world with my dumbass on my couch. I don't care where you play the game. I don't care. I'm on my couch. You're not buying my couch. You're not moving me. You're not changing my game day experience one iota.
All right, new suggestion. If the Bears move, we have to change Dan Bernstein's couch.
No, well, I wouldn't mind a new couch. Sure.
Nope. No, that's not up to you whether or not the couch is new.
Damn.
Is that a fair assessment?
As long as I have control over my fate and I can try to have a place to park.
Why do so many people brag about not going to games? About watching it, because you're not alone. There's a lot of people.
I'm just stating a fact. I'm just saying.
I know, but so many people.
It doesn't really. This doesn't affect me because
I understand. But I think that you are in the majority, especially here, like at the radio station. Like everybody wants to stay at home. But what happened to going to the games and enjoying the game day experience and all of that?
There's nothing to enjoy.
I got to tell you, this is having gone to Jerry World often and having gone to NRG and a couple other places, obviously Philly, I really like going to Soldier Field to watch a game.
Yeah, it's good.
I actually think it's one of my favorite places in the NFL to watch a football game. Maybe I'm crazy, but I do indeed enjoy it. I like the Midway. I like the way the seats are set up. I like the music. Am I wrong here?
I've never been
to a game there. You are refreshing, Layla.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to a game there, so I can't.
But I have no problem with it moving. This happens. This is normal.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I think the fact that it's the smallest building in the NFL and the idea that you're, you know, never going to get a Super Bowl, you're never going to be able to, you know, make the kind of money that other organizations make because you don't have the building and you don't own it and all that stuff. I understand all of that. And the Bears are, what, ranked 7th in the NFL in value because they don't own their own stadium. You want to be valuable, you got to own your own stadium. But I'm not sure that they have the kind of money it would take to build a stadium and that they have the kind of financing, they could get the kind of financing it would take to build a stadium. So I think it's, I hear what you're saying, Layla, about them moving. I also love the look of the stadium. I don't have a problem going to games. I love the look of that stadium. I love the way Monday Night Football looks when they show downtown. I love that they have, when the football shows come in, they're downtown. I love all the things about having a stadium in the actual city. I know a lot of places don't. I've traveled around the league. I've been in every building that that there is in the NFL, and I was in a lot of the buildings that have since been gone and been replaced. I've not been in the new Rams building. I'd be curious to go out to that one. I might go to Vegas just because I think that'll be pretty cool, and I would get another building in. But the fact is, and I mean it, like, you know, it's the people and the teams that make up the building. And if you're gonna change the address to 1920 Football Drive as a tribute to the team, and if you care so much, and they do, about all the history and all that you matter, moving out of there to some homogenous, it just does lose something. You've got to acknowledge that. And maybe it's the first football game I ever went to was a prep bowl in Old Soldier Field when I was a kid, and that was a big thing in those days because it mattered when the public league and the Catholic league played in the prep bowl. But I mean, God, it's such a finality, such an end to something, and the idea of, I mean, I'm not saying I'm against progress, but it would hurt to see the Bears leave.
I will say this, and I said this in Houston, and I'll say it here. If they can take down Yankee Stadium and rebuild it, they can do the same thing here. And frankly, I would argue the opposite, that Chicago deserves a very state-of-the-art facility because it's the third biggest market in the country, because it's the charter franchise you want. And if that requires going to a suburb, which there are many, it will be okay.
No, it won't. They're changing things, and that is bad.
Also, like, many broadcasts have their pregame show, like, in the city still.
Right. Oh, I know.
And then the game
they pretend is like they pretend the team's still in the city.
But, like, it's just common. Like, I always, Texas to me is the best example just because of the sprawl. So, like, if they do the show in the Fort Worth Stockyards for the NFL draft, but it's at Jerry World, that's a 35-mile difference, but nobody cares, really.
What have you guys today?
Well, we're going to have some fun with all of this, because yesterday was a fun listen as people are reacting and responding in classic Chicago ways. And because Layla is not a Chicagoan, I love how entertained you are by some of these odd behaviors.
I is it wrong? I guess it's like, it's what happens when nothing is traditional. Like, you just have this very anti-view about it all. I appreciate it, of course, but I'm like, okay, so they're moving.
Right?
Maybe.
Or Lori Lightfoot's right to clap back and say, you know, your lease goes to 2033. You're just negotiating. Shut up, beat the Packers.
Yes. Yeah. Win some games after October.
Right. I mean,
all right, guys.
Meatball
have a great
mayor.
Day.
Yeah. Hub Arkish, Midday, Midway, Ian Happ, Score Tales tell the story of Tim Beckman and his relationship on the afternoon show.
Nice.
Bears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.